Kissing customs in Gulf Arab states display array of meanings. A kiss on the cheek is too intimate, a handshake too cool. While the custom of the greeting kiss between men is a ritual of respect in the Arab states of the Gulf, the kiss can go amiss unless it's aimed at the shoulder, forehead, or nose. Kissing between the sexes in public is rarely seen in the conservative Islamic states of the Arabian Peninsula. In the Gulf, a man greets his social superior by kissing his nose, shoulder, or forehead to convey a crucial element of respect that underpins the region's tribal culture. The age-old greeting, played out in a sequence of pecks, is an essential part of protocol whenever Gulf sheikhs hold court in a majlis or gather on formal occasions. Kissing on the cheek, popular elsewhere in the Arab world, is shunned as too intimate between men. The conventional handshake, while acceptable from foreigners, is considered too cool between Gulf Arabs. The kisses carry the same meaning wherever delivered, but the nose is a popular target in this island state. In neighboring Saudi Arabia, citizens still kiss their ruler's shoulder in an expression of tribal loyalty. An older person will kiss someone younger on the forehead, while a hand kiss signifying complete loyalty is generally accepted only from retainers, servants, or very junior family members. Cheek kisses are reserved for close family. In Arabic tradition, some parts of the anatomy are considered greater than others, and that includes the head, which is boss of the body, so to speak, said Ghazi al-Ghazaibi, Saudi Arabia's ambassador to Bahrain. So it's a sign of respect to kiss someone on the forehead or nose. The top of the head is difficult to reach. But the ambassador told Reuters that protocol was changing swiftly in the Gulf states. When I was a boy, every time I saw my father, I kissed his hand, he said. Now my children do not, nor would anyone in my generation expect them to. Bahrain's Information Ministry Undersecretary, Sheikh Isa bin Rashid al-Khalifa, says social protocol and the deference it engenders have become lax during the past few decades in the Gulf, partly as a result of the oil boom. In the old days, one looked to a person through his family. Now it's his position, he said. People respected each other more and didn't need the things they do today. Ghazaibi said that a visitor paying his respects at a sheikh's majlis, when anyone can come to discuss his problems, can use his own discretion in greeting the leader. The ambassador attributed a decline in kissing to Western notions of privacy gradually creeping into the Gulf. An American needs empty space around him, and if you crowd him, he will really get worried, he said. This concept of an area of privacy is unknown in Arab tradition. If an Arab comes and whispers in your ear, he will really come and whisper in your ear, Ghazaibi pointed out that Arabic does not even have a word for privacy because within the extended family and close-knit community, Arabs never had any. Today, he said, the modern family with its homes with separate rooms and walled space was becoming more common and its members less demonstrative. I'm not sure this is a bad thing, Ghazaibi added. Sometimes people talking with the king, Saudi Arabia's King Fahd, will come and put their elbows on his thigh to press the import of a problem. This can be quite painful.